Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about how to give good presentations. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what advice each person gives. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I haven't given many presentations so far, but I have talked to a lot of my fellow students about them, and I'm certainly more relaxed about giving them than I used to be. The main thing, as far as I'm concerned, is to make sure you've already given it loads of times before you're actually standing in front of your audience. You may risk boring yourself to tears, but believe me, it's worth it. And I don't mean you should give a shorter version either. They need to hear every single word from start to finish. The best people to help you with this are your friends and family.
Speaker 2.
When you're planning your presentation, the main point to remember is laughably simple. You're trying to communicate something to other people, so the focus has to be on them, not on you. That means the more you know about them, the better. I can remember one of my college lecturers repeating this time and again, and I think she was absolutely right. However well you know your subject, and however many jokes you tell, your presentation won't be a success unless you bear this point in mind. There's a big difference between a talk for people who already know a lot about a subject and one for those who don't.
Speaker 3.
In my opinion, a good presentation isn't necessarily one which makes the audience laugh, or one that has wonderful graphics to illustrate the speaker's points. The key thing, I'd say, is to make sure you hold your audience's attention throughout, and you'll only be able to do that if you don't go on at length. That may sound easy, but if you're too relaxed, you're in danger of forgetting this basic rule. When you're preparing, it's important to decide what your main message is and work out how best to communicate it briefly. If you can do that, there'll be no need to repeat the same point three times.
Speaker 4.
Many people think that to give a good presentation, you need to practice a lot. But I find that just makes me nervous for days in advance. I think audiences need something to focus on while they're listening. Colour diagrams and graphs are a really engaging way of putting your message across. And everyone will enjoy your input more, including you. If you're short of ideas, however, try to avoid telling jokes, which are no substitute for the real thing, that is, information. And you can always ask your fellow students and colleagues about what materials they've used in the past.
Speaker 5.
If you're well prepared and know what you're talking about, then your presentation should be a pleasure to give as well as to listen to. If you feel comfortable and can manage to look as if you're enjoying yourself, then the audience will respond to this and enjoy your presentation more. I'm not saying it'll be easy at first, but the more you give different presentations, the easier you'll find it. When I had to speak to a very large audience for the first time, I pictured them all sitting in trees wearing silly hats. It's probably best, though, to focus on your subject matter rather than on the audience.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I haven't given many presentations so far, but I have talked to a lot of my fellow students about them, and I'm certainly more relaxed about giving them than I used to be. The main thing, as far as I'm concerned, is to make sure you've already given it loads of times before you're actually standing in front of your audience. You may risk boring yourself to tears, but believe me, it's worth it. And I don't mean you should give a shorter version either. They need to hear every single word from start to finish. The best people to help you with this are your friends and family.
Speaker 2.
When you're planning your presentation, the main point to remember is laughably simple. You're trying to communicate something to other people, so the focus has to be on them, not on you. That means the more you know about them, the better. I can remember one of my college lecturers repeating this time and again, and I think she was absolutely right. However well you know your subject, and however many jokes you tell, your presentation won't be a success unless you bear this point in mind. There's a big difference between a talk for people who already know a lot about a subject and one for those who don't.
Speaker 3.
In my opinion, a good presentation isn't necessarily one which makes the audience laugh, or one that has wonderful graphics to illustrate the speaker's points. The key thing, I'd say, is to make sure you hold your audience's attention throughout, and you'll only be able to do that if you don't go on at length. That may sound easy, but if you're too relaxed, you're in danger of forgetting this basic rule. When you're preparing, it's important to decide what your main message is and work out how best to communicate it briefly. If you can do that, there'll be no need to repeat the same point three times.
Speaker 4.
Many people think that to give a good presentation, you need to practice a lot. But I find that just makes me nervous for days in advance. I think audiences need something to focus on while they're listening. Colour diagrams and graphs are a really engaging way of putting your message across. And everyone will enjoy your input more, including you. If you're short of ideas, however, try to avoid telling jokes, which are no substitute for the real thing, that is, information. And you can always ask your fellow students and colleagues about what materials they've used in the past.
Speaker 5.
If you're well prepared and know what you're talking about, then your presentation should be a pleasure to give as well as to listen to. If you feel comfortable and can manage to look as if you're enjoying yourself, then the audience will respond to this and enjoy your presentation more. I'm not saying it'll be easy at first, but the more you give different presentations, the easier you'll find it. When I had to speak to a very large audience for the first time, I pictured them all sitting in trees wearing silly hats. It's probably best, though, to focus on your subject matter rather than on the audience.
That is the end of part 3.